Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Ladies and gentlemen, today's Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our Amazon page. Please remember to shop Amazon, and when you do, go to MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon or click the Amazon link on our website. It's the best way to shop and the best way to support this program. Now, on with the show.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, here with the latest forecast for Hurricane Irma is Norm MacDonald.
Yeah, how about Irma? Huh? You got that Irma coming up the coastline with that clackety-lackety storm they got there, you know? Yeah, and here's the forecast for Irma. It's going to take care of the whole state. Miami, Fort Myers, Tampa, everywhere. The whole state is going to be underwater.
Whole state, North?
Claggety laggety. Yeah, yeah. So, it looks like it's going to be kind of tough. If you're not out of the state, you're in problems.
What's the deal with the American model versus the European model?
Yeah, Norm.
Well, here's the thing. The European model, as you said, Oscar, you never won a war. That's for sure. Thanks for giving me that line. That was top of mind. I wish I had somebody writing for me the whole day, like Rob used to write for Don. You know, just hand me lines. I'll read them all day long. The world. The world. How about that Hurricane Irma? Isn't that something, huh? Storm surge.
A lot of wind. You know, remember when you asked your grandmother how she got that bruise?
Oh, man. How'd you get that bruise, Grandma? Storm surge. He's a European. Hey, Surge. Come on in here. Yeah. How
about he's
that?
A guy?
Clackety-lackety. Anyway. Anyway, I got to go, but batten down the hatches. I don't understand. I never knew anyone who lived under a hatch.
You know who's watching this hurricane?
Who's that?
The world.
The world. Thanks a lot. See you later. Hi.
Hi,
everybody. How's everybody
Welcome
doing?
Welcome back.
Yeah. Great to be back in our D.C. studios. Yes, sir. After a night in Washington, D.C. And it's fantastic. Everybody doing well?
Sure.
Yep.
Do you enjoy the city when you're here?
I stay at a fabulous Kimpton Hotel just up the street.
It's a boutique hotel. Wouldn't you describe it as a boutique hotel?
Hotel Glover Park.
No, I wouldn't quite call it a boutique hotel. Yeah. It's a little more substantial than that.
Okay.
It's not that trendy, to be honest with you. And it was chock full of foreign military people today. I'm not sure. They were Navy, but they weren't.
Clackety-lackety?
I'm not sure exactly. I'm not sure. Hold on a second.
Oh, we have a question.
Norm, what kind of people were in the hotel? I had these officers, right? Yeah, these guys had the Navy hats. I knew because one of them had an anchor on it, all right?
Right.
One had an anchor on his hat, but then he had a little thing on his shoulders that didn't look like they're American. And then they started talking, and they're going clackety-lackety. So I figured they were a different group of people, you know?
But what planet do they come from?
I'm not sure. The world.
Norm.
Yeah.
You realize that your hotel is right across from the Russian embassy.
Hey, maybe they were Russians, huh?
Yeah.
Oh, man. There's a good chance I was riding down in the elevator with spies. All right. So,
yeah, when you're going through a major tragedy, just create a new impression and you'll get right through it.
No, I came down and first of all, 7:30 this morning, which is an hour, correct me if I'm wrong, prior to massive hotel departure time.
Right.
And everybody was leaving. Everybody was leaving simultaneously.
Was there an evacuation?
There was not an evacuation, but it was like a ding, ding, ding. It was the local elevator, one of my worst things in a hotel. But the reason I stay here is because two things. I thought that the traffic... Hold on, Norm. Let's bring Norm in
this
here.
This is comedian Norm MacDonald.
Yeah, so Mike decided he'd come and stay overnight because he thought the traffic was going to be a lot more problematic. But no, now he's got a little thing in his phone, tells him where to drive. So it's only about an hour and 10 minutes. So he can stay at his mother-in-law's house.
Sure.
Yeah, which is the best place in the world.
But Norm, when you are visiting D.C., you got to drink up the city.
Yeah, drink up the city. Well, Mike's planning on drinking up Herndon, Virginia this weekend. That's what he's going to do. Sorry, Zoolander. He won't be able to do it. They're in the middle of the day today. Sorry that didn't fit. I got a story about it. Oh, I'm getting out of here. Sorry. We're going to bring Mike back in.
Norm is going to go out and look for spies.
Zoolander reaches out to me yesterday and said,
day drinking at Jimmy's. And so I said, for today.
Yeah, I've
got the text. Let me show you.
Please.
What he shared.
I can't believe you ran into Ruskies at your hotel.
They were just hanging out, you know. So
Zoo. That flag's not American.
Hanging out. Talking to Mike Carnation while I take notes.
Did any of them have a sweatshirt on that says, Remember Red October?
So yesterday, 5:32 p.m., Eric Zoolander Stiglinski writes me at 5:32, Jimmy at noon tomorrow? Hashtag day drinking.
Oh, God.
I said, fam tomorrow, Zoo. Maybe happy hour at Jimmy's and maybe football on Sunday if my house isn't destroyed. You want me to text you when I'm heading over? Can't make happy hour tomorrow. I'm booked this weekend. Try to enjoy your time in the area. I know it's hard with what's going on down south. Thanks for the thought, though.
He blew you off.
Yeah, he blew me off.
It's a shame because you know what would have happened.
This weekend, you were whimpering at Rob Spiewak's 3 weekends ago.
Right. If you could make day drinking work, what
He's
would happen?
He's got better plans. He's got, but I'm accustomed to getting blown off, you know? Aren't I, Rob?
That's right, Mike. At 2:30, it would have been so great. You could have met him at noon, and at 2:30, he could have brought out the Vimeo app and watched his small wedding video and cried for you.
All I wanted to do was have somebody roll by Jimmy's tonight at happy hour. Because to be honest with you, Saturday night is probably not in play. At this point in time, thank you very much.
Yeah, too much going on.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So not only will
it's all clackety lackety on Saturday.
What I'll be watching will be hurricane coverage. Like when it hits, not only on Saturday but with a hangover on Saturday. So tonight will be just seeing my old friend, seeing the wing, and trying to forget about my troubles. My house gets destroyed. Boop boop ba doo ba doo boo boo.
Saw your old friend last night. He brought wings to Big O and Dukes.
He's a whore. Jimmy is mine. Don't give Jimmy. Chad doesn't get Jimmy. God damn it, Jimmy, you whore.
Jimmy wrote, can EQ and I stop by?
I was wondering if we could come and get some exposure.
Someone wants to bring some hurricanes over.
I have to check the metrics and see what that show's doing. I was almost going to come by. But it was, in town.
I think Jimmy thought you were going to come by.
I will be seeing the wing tonight. I'm not sure exactly when, but it'll be round happy hour. I don't care who knows it. We'll be out there. And Carla, knowing my state of mind, has said, so we'll take the little guy, we'll have a little dinner, and then...
Leftover.
Then I'll take Michael. And I'm like, you'll take Michael and leave me behind?
Whoa.
You'll take Michael and leave me behind. Yes, sir.
Clackety lackety.
Yeah, well, Carla.
Yeah, clackety lackety. Mike's at Jimmy's, man. That's going to be fantastic.
Does Carla know that Jimmy is doing 24-hour storm coverage on Monday and Sunday and most of Saturday? So that's a good place to
be. How come you didn't come to lunch yesterday?
Oh, this is a big deal, Rob.
Because
how come you didn't feel it was important?
Can you set the stage first?
Let's start the show, and then we'll spend the first 40 minutes of the show discussing Rob and,
only 40?
And his selfishness. Okay. We'll do that when we come back. You can...
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
Gary, thank you for coming. You need to see this. Check out this shot right here. It's amazing, right? The way the sunlight bangs up against the lens like that.
Yeah, sorry, what? Why is the camera, like, swinging all over the place? Were you not able to afford a tripod?
A tripod?
Yeah.
Well, let me ask you something. Did Scorsese ever use a tripod? Fellini?
I don't know. I mean, this isn't Goodfellas. This is our wedding video.
Well, geez, thank you very much, Leonard Maltin. Your review will be taken into very serious consideration. Anyway, I think we have bigger fish to fry here.
Sure.
See, I thought that it was strange when the preacher at your wedding started speaking in tongues.
Sorry, no, that was Latin.
No. I thought it was Latin initially, too, because I have a very keen ear for language as a filmmaker. Listen carefully. Open your ears. So I slowed down the footage. And I played it in reverse.
Vow to protect the child, come hellfire or brimstone.
Okay, why are you playing my wedding video in reverse?
I think the more important question here is why is the preacher at your wedding asking you to vow to protect the child in reverse? You. I know. You need to.
to use your tripod.
No, it's f***ing cinema verite, man.
We're gonna pass.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, from his office chair, here's Mike.
We are live from our nation's capital. In our nation's capital. The Pfeiffer Studios is where we're at. Billy Idol. The Mike O'Mara Show is a worldwide podcast and radio show with loyal listeners who get it. And if you're here, you're in the... We are on air, on demand, and heard 24-7 on the new TMOS app. Updated now. Yeah, I'm weirded out.
Blackety, lackety.
Yeah, there's a little blackety, more lackety blackety than clackety, but they're both there. Clackety. Yeah,
you can reach us. No, you can't. We're not going to take a call today.
You never know.
The storm line.
That's right. The help line.
We're on now. Today we are brought to you by PlayDraft. Draft, as it's called. Rob and I signed up earlier today for
it's great.
The big weekend. I didn't feel like betting involved. I shouldn't say betting. It's just playing fantasy sports.
Yeah. It's just a game.
My draft for, I think, thousands of dollars worth of money coming into my account is scheduled for Saturday at 7:30 on PlayDraft.com, and I am very, very excited. Fantasy football fans, you've got to try our new favorite app. It's Draft. Draft is weekly fantasy football, but it ain't like the other guys. With Draft, you play real, live snake drafts. Explain a snake draft, Ross.
A snake draft, and I did one before the show. It took all of 2 minutes. I signed up. It said your draft will start in 30 seconds.
Rob did one for today. Mine is Saturday because I got a lot more people in mine for a lot more moolah.
Yeah.
And so there are six people in my draft, right? Six
yes.
people in my league.
Yes.
So the snake draft means that you draft in the order of 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
Five players.
And then 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. It's just like a real fantasy football draft.
And it lasts for 1 week.
Yes.
And there's no management, no salary caps. Just set it and forget it. Once you're done drafting, that's it. No trades, no waiver wire, nothing.
It's not complicated.
It's so easy.
Draft even takes care of last-minute injuries for you. Draft starts every couple of minutes, so you can join right now like Rob did, and mine's tomorrow.
Yeah.
That's when I'm going to have it.
I'm in for a dollar. It's fantastic.
Here's the best part, cold, hard cash. Draft start at just a dollar, so there's no there's a draft for everyone. Come and join us on Draft today. Download the app anytime. Just search Draft in your app store and join a game in minutes or play right from your computer like I did on PlayDraft.com. The choice is yours for a limited time only. All new players get a free entry into a draft when you make your first deposit, but you got to use the promo code TMOS like I did.
Mm-hmm.
That's play a real money game for free just for using promo code TMOS on your first deposit on Draft. Just search Draft in the App Store or go to PlayDraft.com and play free with the promo code TMOS.
Do it.
I did that today, and tomorrow night will be 7:30. We'll be in my draft, which is going to be the primary time that I will need a diversion, a distraction.
It'll give you lots of time to research your strategy.
The news keeps getting better and better for Fort Myers, Florida. Right now they're saying there's a good chance of us getting a direct hit. My mind is elsewhere. I am a little squirrely. I was in a hotel room last night, and I finally forced myself to turn it off and watch the game, and that lasted 3.5 minutes, and I went back over to the Weather Channel, and then, you know, back and forth, I'm checking my local news app that I have on
right.
my computer for
Doppler Radar.
Wink News.
Doppler Radar.
Wink News, which... our local meteorologist, the old guy, I think his name is Jim Farrell, pretty good old buzzard, but he blew it. And he knows he blew it because he got pissy when they moved the European model over to
does
the
Does he still hate the Europeans?
He hates the model. It's like,
never
well,
forget.
His comment was something along this, okay? Well, if we're going to take that European model, then we got to take everything that goes with it. And that means this storm will be partially over Cuba. He's indicating
I didn't spend 2 years in a foxhole fighting the Europeans to take their model.
Yeah.
Yeah, what he's saying.
We didn't liberate them for this.
With that storm going south a little further, it might take it over Cuba because of the mountainous terrain of Cuba. It might dissipate the storm a little bit. I don't.
But
think
as
so.
We record on Friday morning, they still don't know.
They don't know.
They don't know.
They won't know till tomorrow. They're
right.
They're going to know Saturday when that thing turns. That's what is going to happen. But Pretty obvious now that the entire state of Florida is under this hurricane watch, and it's terrifying. And the winds, sustained winds of over 100 miles an hour, are terrifying, and I'm not sure what is going to happen. I have Oscar's little Nest Cam, and we're going to see what happens with that, where I'll be checking that out starting tomorrow during the middle of the day and see how long the power is going to stay on and all that. I didn't shut the power off at my house, so if my house burns down, hey, just another little benefit. Fantastic.
Oh, you've got it. Yeah. You've got evidence.
Yeah. Yeah. So
the rain will put the fire out.
Yes.
It's hard to describe because here, my family's safe, my kid's safe, and all I'm thinking now really is the other stuff, which is what everybody thinks about, is property and rebuilding and hassle and whether you're going to have an area to go back to.
Lack of control. I know that actually your sucks. Fear of flying
right.
is based in the fact that once you're up in a plane, you have no control.
Mm-hmm.
We've discussed this many times.
Right.
And now you're just sitting here 800,000 miles away waiting and no control.
Yeah, but
and it's got to be
driven. Watching the weather forecast is as soul-crushing an experience as you'll ever. Imagine your thing. This is for everybody, especially our East Coast folks that listen to this show. I want you to imagine, for people that are in a snow area, when you get a snowstorm, and put yourself into that zone where you think about the anticipation, maybe the excitement.
Maybe you get a snowblower.
You get a snowblower. Maybe you do. Yeah, exactly. Maybe I should have put that in the garage down there. Imagine your anticipation and then put it into disaster terms
right.
where you're not watching to see if you get a day off. You're watching to see if you're going to have a home. That's a soul crushing
I would say
experience.
That you should take a little more comfort in the fact that you were able to get out because a lot of people are still there and can't.
That's huge.
I made that call. I have the blessing of being able to come up to an area where I have a family and I have a job and I have a flexible job where I'm able to get out of there like a lot of people aren't. And I do take comfort in that. But after that's done, once the family is safe and secure, all you have to do is sit in front of a goddamn television set and wait and watch and see what this is. And I'm trying to articulate the way it really feels. And
helpless, I imagine.
It is a helpless feeling. Yes, Pony Boy.
I think it's almost like watching something that you're gambling on, but there's no winning. There's
only no winning.
Seeing how much you lose.
That's a great analogy. How much you're going to lose with this?
Yeah.
I don't want to equate myself with the people that might be down there dealing
in
with
harm's
this.
Way. Yeah,
of course.
You know, that's the priority, and everybody says that. But then you're just watching, hey, are there shingles going to blow off the roof?
And
are the windows going to cave in? Is the roof going to come out? Is the whole structure going to be destroyed? Am I going to have to rebuild my entire life down there? It's a pretty freaky situation.
Important question for you.
Yes.
And I want you to be honest.
Uh-huh.
What would be more comforting than a lunch with your pals to really help you through this?
Nothing.
Right?
It was delightful. Was it not calm?
But there was a black cloud over lunch yesterday.
Where are you going with this, Oscar?
There was. Yesterday, at the conclusion of the broadcast, Oscar invited me to lunch. We changed venues. Oscar wanted me to go to the healthy salad place. I said, let's take the interns and go to a sandwich place. Rob was invited. I didn't invite Rob. You invited Rob, correct?
Come on, Rob.
And Rob, the only thing I got, and you can correct me if I'm wrong, was... you can't come. You've got some errands to run for Julia.
I have there was something for Julia. Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. It was time sensitive. We did two shows yesterday.
Yeah.
And
back-breaking shows.
That's why after the show it was lunchtime.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Exactly. And you had a good time?
After the party, it's the after party.
Yeah.
We
thanks for coming.
Mike, I couldn't come.
Right.
Because Julia had to get some checks to her, she got into this technical school, right?
Yes.
And she's in graphic communication design.
Right.
And there was checks that needed to be to her program yesterday.
Ooh.
She left them on the counter.
Ah.
And she was horrified and she was mortified.
It was a real family emergency.
She texted me during the first show. I said, I'll get there as soon as I can. I'll get those checks to you.
Oh, okay.
And also, we're pet sitting the Chubbuck's dog because the oldest Chubbuck is getting married this weekend and I had to get home to let him out, and it wouldn't have been fair to Finn. He doesn't have the bladder that Linus does, as we learned when I got home yesterday and there was some picking up to do. But I had to get those checks to Julia.
I'm just giving you a hard time.
I'd actually
the thing
down
is,
on this if you don't mind.
Well, I would like you to give me just a moment.
Okay, sorry.
Thank you. And let the scab harden, and then maybe you want to go get an ice pick and you can go at it. But It was a casual after the show thing when it was offered, and I said, I can't make it. I have an errand to run for Julia.
Right.
And then I thought it was cool until we parted ways at the front door of the building. And, Mike, I've worked with you for a quarter century, and the fact that I wasn't coming hadn't even crossed your radar. And then as the group of five
Rob is going up the driveway.
I'm not even there yet.
To the parking garage, but we're outside of the building, and we're taking a left, and Rob's going straight. We're crossing the street to go to the restaurante.
We have just gotten the break of the group far enough away that we could almost still touch fingers if we reached out.
Yep.
But there's four going this way, and I'm going this way. We're maybe 6 feet apart. Thanks for coming to lunch, Rob. And I don't know if this will...
Did you respond? Because I didn't hear any response.
I don't think I did.
No, you were very... That's when I know I got you.
The thing is you must take great joy in the fact that after 25 years, that still gets me.
You must take responsibility and know that my feelings were a little, at that moment that I said that, I was realizing this one. Hold on, let me finish my, you had your say, let me have my say. I realized at that moment that if you'd come to the, you are an asset in that type of situation, and it's jolly, and Mac was there, and we needed a counterbalance for Mac, because it was, it was me and Diego and Oscar, and it would have been pleasant to have you
the mute
come along.
That was the reason I turned
Mac
you down.
That is ridiculous.
Mac the mute.
Social paralysis like I've never seen in my life. You're not shoving that quesadilla into your cake hole. You know, you could say two words, but he speaks when he's spoken to.
Yeah.
That's it. Doesn't volunteer anything. Adrian's chirping all over the
place. The reason I didn't go is I was afraid with a Mac there, I wouldn't be able to get a word in.
It was crazy. It was crazy. But, I threw that your way, and then I thought about it, and I was like...
He stewed.
Did I say anything about it at lunch?
Oh, you stewed, yeah.
I didn't say, don't do that. Don't make him more upset than he already is.
No, this is what happened.
I didn't say, all right? What did I say about it?
After you said, thanks for coming to lunch, Rob!
Yeah.
And then we got the walk sign, we walked across. He's like, man, like, I haven't seen him in a year, it feels like, and he just left.
Yeah.
And I said, he's got a lot going on with his fam. He goes, yeah, but like it's 20 minutes for lunch. It's a sandwich.
Was it 20 minutes, though?
It was about a half hour.
Yeah, half hour.
Really?
Yeah. It's a half an hour.
Or did it seem longer with Mac there?
No, I actually, for me, I had some wedding S to do, as I called it. Shannon's like, are you going to be here on time?
Adrian, did you have something to do? Because you looked like we had to kind of talk you into it.
I told Shannon, Michael Mara's in town.
He was scared about his car.
I was scared about my car.
Oh, your car. Okay,
happened to Dan. So.
And by the way, does Pony Boy count? Do we even invite him to anything?
No, he doesn't want to come. He doesn't want to be here. He doesn't want to go to lunch.
Yeah. He wants to go home and smoke.
Yes. What he would like, what right. Pony would like, Pony would like to leave right before news. If possible.
Got to be traffic.
So, yeah, it is what it is.
No, to be fair to Rob.
Oh, this will help.
Rob offered today for lunch.
He did
offer today.
Yeah, and I'd love to go to lunch today. But yesterday, I had
I
my
can't
hands
make
tied.
It. I got errands to run.
Well, I'll go day drinking with Zoolander then.
I may be free for lunch. I think my commitment is open-ended with Carla, because Carla's out there in Northern Virginia with her family.
Certainly.
And she's having a good time.
Yeah.
And if I got a...
She's happiest when you're gone.
I'd like to linger. Where could we go to lunch today? You don't have to mention...
Dealer's Choice.
Okay, we'll pick something.
Yeah.
We'll go...
I've got a sweet Italian place across the street.
I like
run
that.
By sweet Italians.
I like that place.
Red Soda?
I like that place. That's a good joint.
Oh, yeah, that is a good place.
Cool. And it's quick. Right? Yeah,
it's it is something where this was necessary. One of the reasons I came into town was just to clear my head and get away from all of it and not have a deal. Now, I think after lunch today, I want to go hang with Carla, and then we're going to head out to Jimmy's, and we're going to do that.
All things equal, I hope you know I would have been there.
I know.
I also know, Mike.
You think I really
Mike
care?
Is a little squirrely or clackety-lackety.
I am completely...
You are clackety-lackety.
Yes. I've never been like
you,
this. I've never come into a show and been like this. I'm very glad I'm in here. I'm not sure. Well, for God's sake, if I was down there, I don't think we'd be doing a show down there.
I pulled up into the lot, and I said... What a-hole part? Oh, the RJ.
Yeah, you did back in.
I pulled the RJ because yesterday.
What happened?
One of the 15 gentlemen from Sri Lanka or wherever the hell they were going 11 miles an hour through the parking lot. And I said, I'm not waiting to back up.
11 miles an hour in a parking lot is pretty fast.
No, what I'm talking about, Rob, is I'm talking about the fact that that parking lot is a CF and there was nobody in the parking lot.
You're right.
And I said, I wanted to have a quick exit and backing out of that space against
the brick,
the concrete wall is problematic. So I decided I'd back in.
Just didn't know.
Rare times, RJ, how dare you?
Well, but I will say this.
I look for a towel in your driver's seat.
It is wise. It wise.
And satchels with broken cables.
I've got a really bad XLR here.
Here's an XLR. Let's replace it with this one. Oh, that one didn't work. You know why that one didn't work, fat ass? Because you play. That's the third time we've replaced it, and you don't throw them away.
And then
you're a hoarder.
And then you get this. The shrug.
Yeah. No, you don't even get a shrug.
Sometimes you did.
He wouldn't even be like, he'd just stare.
You get the disdain.
He'd just stare.
How dare you want me to fix things?
I miss the golden age of this show.
The golden age. But I will have you know that the 2 miles yesterday for Din Din, walking down to where Jackie and John F. Kennedy got engaged, Martin's Tavern.
I thought it was Good Guys.
No.
Where they got engaged.
I wouldn't buy the Good Guys might have remodeled on the inside. It doesn't look like they remodeled it on the outside.
Same plastic paneling.
And I
sand it annually.
I actually now walk by a little faster. So it was all the way down and all the way back up. So I'll have you know. Got my steps in yesterday.
How many steps total?
About 10,000.
Nice.
Yeah. Total with everything walking around and doing. Thank you. Thanks so much. I walked. Yes, I'm able to walk.
Sit at the
Congratulations,
bar or sit
sat at the bar and bumped into a couple. Oddly enough, just sat down. The guy, I like it when people are friendly at a bar. I'll engage people if they're, and there's a man and his wife that are sitting there. And I sat down. They had just been poured a couple of Guinnesses.
Nice.
And
They
said something like that's right. He'll pay for these. He just sat down. He'll pay for this. I said, yeah, of course, on me. No problem. And we had a chuckle. And I said, you know what? I think I'm going to have one of those. So I had me a Guinness before dinner. And lo and behold, I start chatting with these people. And they're from Naples, Florida. They've got a place down in Naples, Florida.
Baby!
I am so glad you were friendly because the other reaction to this guy will pay for our beers is, oh, yeah, F you.
That's late at night.
I don't have a home.
That happens. Jimmy's late. It's like, oh, really?
I'm sleeping at the studio.
Yeah. Shut up, dick. We were comparing notes, and they're about a mile off the coast Naples. So.
Wow. The odds of you running into Adam Sternberg so far north.
Yes, Adam Sternberg.
How did they prepare? There's nothing you can do, right?
Yeah. No. Well, Adam Sternberg will tell you everything he is preparing because it's all on Facebook.
Yes.
Just like the Moody. If the Moody's were in a hurricane, it's the same type of thing.
We had a spicy bonus show.
Oh, we did.
And,
so great.
And there's a lot there that I'm not going to apologize for.
This is true.
But I'll say this. If you are a bonus subscriber, you'll get it. If you're not, this is the time to dip your toe because friendships may be broken.
Yes. That's true. Yeah. That's true. But not with the Moody's.
Not with the Moody's.
The Moody's in their new home, Mike.
Right.
It's fantastic.
Yeah. And every single possible scenario with the Moody's, you get the details.
I love it because Barb and Chuck have different viewpoints, but they're both big sharers.
More about Rowan.
Yeah.
What is she up to?
Yes, that's more fun.
Yes.
Hi, Barb. Hi, Chuck. Hope everything's going. So,
hi, Rowan.
Circling back to lunch, it was very, very pleasant.
Thank you for picking up the tab. Very generous.
My pleasure. Mac was...
any highlights from Mac?
No, there are never any highlights from him.
That's true.
I mean, it doesn't exist. I mean, he's just... he's very comfortable.
No,
he likes to eat.
But when... This is the thing. You to him, and as it should be, you're still... Mike O'Mara radio god, right? So he looks up to you like a celebrity. So
poor
he doesn't want to miss.
Kid.
He doesn't want to misstep. He doesn't want to misstep.
Scared.
Very
yeah.
Sad.
Diego shucks and jives because that's who he does. He's in hospitality, right?
Yeah. He's very. Yeah. He's just kind of a caregiver. Yeah. He's kind of like you in that
yeah,
regard.
Yeah, absolutely.
He kind of takes care of people.
Yeah.
I like that.
I sense you needed some company.
I think that's a Latino thing.
That's why I said
thing.
Let's go to lunch.
I needed company yesterday.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I sense that.
I needed company yesterday. Rob doesn't sense that. Rob doesn't sense my angst.
I think maybe
let me get this straight. You're thoughtful, but you're thoughtful in a
on your own time.
It's not that. You're thoughtful in how are you thoughtful? You're thoughtful in your own way. It's a different way. It's not an intuitive way.
Well,
it's
as
more
you know,
an obligatory way. If you thought
you've got great manners,
if somebody told you that if Oscar had taken you aside and said, "I think we need to really prop Mike up and stuff like that," you would have been there. You would have done it. You would have probably moved mountains to do it.
Well, Mike, as you know, I come from a broken home.
Yes, I know.
And perhaps I have a miswiring in my head as far as
two things you could have done.
You would be more aware. I'm not saying this. I'm saying this as honestly as an assessment.
That's fine.
And feel free to correct me if you think I'm wrong. You would understand my psyche more if you were closer to it. If someone you knew was going to be impacted by it more, or a family member, you would get it more. You're a NIMBY guy, not in my backyard.
To a certain extent, yes.
That's how you respond to stuff.
As I watch you today, for lack of a better word, unravel, I'm feeling it more. You were more together yesterday, I think, and
really?
I think today
he was faking it really good.
Yeah,
and you should see him at lunch.
No, I think what yesterday was, I came in here yesterday,
bad mouthing you left and right.
It was the newness of coming into the studio. It was actually shut up, Oscar.
Speak things I don't know. Okay.
It was coming in and just being kind of excited to be here, and now it's
almost
just
like an adrenaline that covered it.
I'm talking to you and thinking about that storm.
Yeah, I know.
I'm looking around the room and thinking about that storm.
Worked
I'm
with you a long
Jets.
Time, and you were so instantly readable when I came in today.
It sucks.
I know.
What's more important? The Chubbix fiddlestick dog or Michael Mara?
The dog is Finn, and what's more important is making sure my daughter gets her education.
Yeah, though, wouldn't you say you'd be teaching her a lesson that if you forgot to check, there's a cause and effect?
Mm.
That you have to be embarrassed.
Oh, by the way,
I can't wait for you to fuck up a kid. That'd be great.
I'd really appreciate. I want to say, Elizabeth, thank you for calling and checking up on Dad. And Catherine, hope you're enjoying New York. There.
Your daughter Catherine has not called you or texted you?
No.
Oh my God.
No.
At least I'm going to lunch with you today.
You know, really? Seriously, it applies to her too. Treat her just like I treat Rob. I'll text her and I'll say, I'm fine. We'll take a break and come back with more fun and more thrills on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Cake and cookies.
Hey, guess who's still listening to the Rob and Katie Show?
Hello, this is Zach Zabrowski, and I'm still listening to Cake and Cookies.
Hi, this is Kevin Mode, and I'm still listening.
Hi, I'm Zach Wheaton, and I'm still listening.
This is Liz Galelli, and I'm still listening.
Hi, I'm Michael Jackson, and I'm still listening.
I'm Eric Myers, and I'm still listening.
I'm Paul Horner, and I'm a crumb. I'm still listening, and you better be too.
Hi, this is the internet's Steve Mermelstein, and I'm still listening.
Hi, I'm Mike Pallett, and I'm still listening to the Cake and Cookie Show.
So tune in this week, and pretty soon you won't be sick of it either. What?
It's the Rob and Katie Show.
What? Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Sleep Number. Turn that down! Jesus.
It's Kenny. You love Kenny Rogers.
You've all heard me talk about my Sleep Number bed. It's great.
Well,
you know where it is?
You can't bring it with you.
It's going to be wet Wednesday.
But you've got another one in Maine.
That's right.
Yeah, I do.
That one will be
always
dry.
Have a spare.
Look, you made him happy just then. You made him happy.
Must be nice.
That's right. I love him so much. I love him so much. I got two.
That's right.
I've got two in both of my homes.
And they warm your feet.
Yeah. Well, no, the one I have up there and down there don't.
Oh,
that's
you need
the
that.
Sleep
Time
number,
for an upgrade.
That's the Sleep Number 360 bed. It can pre-warm each side of the bed. Does your bed do that? I think not, my friend.
Pony, would you like to leave?
Nope.
Okay.
There's never been a better time to come into a Sleep Number store where all beds are on sale now during their biggest sale of the year. Do you know many of us fall asleep faster if our feet are gently warmed? Did
I
you
heard
know that?
That.
Isn't
this
that great?
Is true.
My Sleep Number setting is an 85. Carla's is 65. And last night I slept on a crappy mattress in a hotel.
Mm.
And I don't feel great. but, you know, when I do sleep on my Sleep Number bed,
you feel
it's
great.
It's a 95.
Change, yeah.
Hey, I'm sorry. You know, anybody that's been through a hurricane, you know, I'm dealing with that right now. And so that's why this commercial is probably suffering a little bit.
It's not suffering. You're telling the truth. You miss your Sleep Number.
Yes.
I do want to tell people to come in during the biggest sale of the year, where all beds are on sale, including the new Sleep Number 360 smart beds. Plus, right now, a queen C2 mattress is only $699, but it ends this Sunday. I tell you, when I replace my my Sleep Number,
yes,
down in Florida, I don't believe that mattress is hurricane rated.
You'd have to check the website.
I'm going to get the 360. That's what I'm going to get. Yeah. You only find Sleep Number in any of the 550 Sleep Number stores nationwide. Find one nearest you by calling 800-511-0061 or sleepnumber.com. And be absolutely sure to tell them that I sent you. I would really appreciate that.
It would
be wonderful.
Just briefly, speaking of sleeping.
Yes.
So my father stopped by the house yesterday.
Right? How nice that he would stop by his house or your house?
My house.
Oh, the little house.
Yes.
I'm sorry. No. That's terrible. I'm sorry.
In a hovel in its own way.
I'm sorry.
My father said about the couch, he goes, "What's wrong with Oscar? ¿Qué pasa con tu couch?" And I said, what do you mean? What happens? What's going on with your couch? He said, "What do you mean?" He goes, "Se ve como un trapo." And I'm like, "Well, what are you talking about?" He goes, "So he essentially said, it looks like a rag." And I said,
"Se ve como un trapo."
I said, se ve como un trapo. He's insulting my furniture, right? And I said, "Well, what do you mean?" He goes, "Estás durmiendo aquí?" And then he goes, "Are you sleeping here?" And I said, "Well, sometimes I'll crash on the couch." He goes, "Este mueble no es para dormir." And he goes, "This couch isn't for sleeping." And I sat there, I'm like, "Sorry, Snooty. I gotta lay on this."
Oh, look who it is. Oh.
Oscar, this couch, you do not put your head on the cushion. You put your ass on the cushion. I don't understand. This is why you've been such a disappointment to me.
He really essentially said, "You look like you found this on the front of your doorstep." Because I didn't know this, because I've never had nicer furniture.
Right.
And by the way, we got this at Home Goods, so that's how nice it got.
Okay.
And I didn't know that a couch could wear down.
Sure.
Oh, my, yeah.
I never knew that.
Yeah,
and then I kind of looked at it from afar after he left, after I was insulted, my feelings were hurt.
Yeah.
I was like, yeah, that does look pretty beat up.
How long have you had it?
A year.
Yeah, they get, what is the material?
It's velvet of some sort.
Velvet.
Luxurious red velvet.
Oscar got it on the cat house.
All right.
I didn't know couches wore down.
Two things at play. You should never buy cheap upholstered furniture. You can get by with cheap wooden furniture.
I know. Would you go further to say you don't buy cheap furniture, period?
You can get by with a cheap wooden table if it's not going to be...
My mother-in-law told me a few years back that I should stop buying cheap recliners for my Archie Bunker chair.
I told you this myself,
and
too,
you
many
said the
years
same
ago.
Thing,
yeah.
And I bought it, and it still sits in my...
Oh, no. Aww. Is it in Maine or Florida?
Florida. Yeah. But then we went down there, and we got the same brand, and we got... Carla decided she wanted to get like a cream yellowish leather, and it lasted 7 months before it looked like crap. And I've tried to clean it and stuff like that, and it just
same
doesn't.
Brand.
You got, if you're gonna get leather furniture, this is a little primer here. Mm. You just don't get light colored leather furniture.
No.
If you're going to live on it, if you're going to sit on it, and you're gonna do that because it's gonna get dingy It's gonna get dingy. Same thing with light. Is it a light colored piece of furniture?
Yes, light
colored furniture. It
it'll show everything, and
you
also
gotta clean. It just doesn't hold up very well.
Also, if you go cheap like Home Goods, the internal structure is not going to be strong. And keep in mind,
it is clackety lackety.
Yeah, it's clackety lackety.
Yeah.
Now a table doesn't.
Oscar.
Hey, Norm.
You get that at Value City? Is that where you picked that up, huh? That's good stuff. That clackety lackety recliner you got there. Hey, all right. This is the best deal you'll ever get in the world.
All right. I just erased my door.
You have no door?
I just erased my door.
So is Norm still in here?
And he's going to leave. He's going to leave now. Yeah.
Oh, my God. It's like Harden and Weaver.
That's
now
good.
We actually have a real door.
Marty, frick it.
The door. That was a real door. Norm left. Norm left right there.
But with upholstery, the structure is going to be cheap. The fabric is going to be cheap. And especially with a recliner, you've got moving parts that are going to wear down and break.
Could I life hack this and just take the cushions and get them reupholstered?
You could, but that would be dumb.
Okay.
you'd spend more money on that than you would on getting a decent couch.
When you
considering the return.
Erase a sound and it magically disappears off of your soundboard, mm-hmm. where does it go in your computer?
It would. You could probably still go into your Finder
you
and
can search
door.
Yes.
Yeah,
top right hand corner.
You know what might be the easiest is to go into deleted emails and find where I sent you the door.
Yes.
Clackety, lackety.
Yes,
right. Talk amongst yourselves.
Clackety. Now,
can we work on the door if we can't use that door? Just
sure.
the sound effect, if you don't mind.
Pony, if you could move your microphone closer, that would be great. We appreciate it.
All right, so we're going to open it, right?
Right, right.
That doesn't really
no, work.
No, shut it. That's the sound of it.
Hey, how you doing? How's it going? It's great to be with you. Everybody doing a fantastic job. I love the Michael Mara show. All right, got to roll. You guys take
care
of yourself.
Bye, Norm.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.
I like that. I really like that.
Very good.
Also, I'll need the interns to go get some empty bottles so we can have a glass breaking sound effect.
Anyway,
what's great is Oscar's opened the door again, like he's got it queued up.
Yeah, gotta be ready at all times.
You gotta be ready.
All right, I'm looking for it right now.
Clackety lackety.
So, should we take a break?
No.
No, we're here, man.
I got it. I've got it right.
We're professional here. Broadcasters.
We are professional. So, where are you going to get the new couch?
Well, there's no new couch. I still think it can be saved.
No, it can't be saved.
What about a steamer?
What about like a Cleveland steamer? That would certainly ruin the couch.
Hey, Rob. Yeah.
Hey, oh, sorry.
Oh, hey. Hey, Rob, how about that, huh? You told me to use the Finder. You know, it's so simple. Where can I find something that was lost on my computer? Go to Finder, dumbass.
I was wondering if there was a feature on my computer that allowed me to find something. And if so, what is it called?
I'm such an idiot. I swear to God. Ladies and gentlemen, we give you the starting lineup for the Tuscarora High School. What's the?
Huskies. Basket?
The Tuscarora High School Huskies.
Woo!
Tonight. They are playing this afternoon. They are playing the. Who are they playing?
I don't know. I don't have the roster.
They are playing the Madison.
T.C. Williams.
Huh?
They're playing T.C. Williams. Yeah.
Like, remember the Titans.
Yes. Remember the Titans. Yes. They're playing them today.
We might go 1-1 tonight.
Let's see. At tight end, number one, Kyle Jenkins.
Woo!
At wide receiver, number two, Ty Davis.
Woo!
At at running back, number three, Rennie Agile.
He's good. He's very good.
The Nigerian nightmare.
Could they make the writing any smaller?
Oh, man.
I'm going to enlarge it before the game.
Let's see. At wide receiver, LaRon West. Oh, LaRon.
Mike's they not really good at the ethnic names.
LaRon. At quarterback, number five, is he the starter?
He's the starter.
Justin Allen.
He's the best quarterback in the world.
Is he?
Yes.
All right.
I just wanted maybe Norm to come in.
At wide receiver, number six, Caleb Coombs.
Nice.
Also good.
Remember, they're not booing, they're yelling Coombs.
I've actually said that.
Jalen. Have you said that?
I have.
Oh, my God.
Makes the deal.
At running back, number seven, Jalen Lundy.
He's good, too, yeah.
At wide receiver, number eight, Mikey Ortega.
Oh, Mikey nice. Ortega.
At running back, number nine, Caleb D'Onofrio.
He doesn't get the ball.
at the backup quarterback, Andrew wouldn't mention the
backup.
They do this thing on this spreadsheet where they put Andra and then they put the W underneath it.
I did not realize that you were going to be reading the...
Mike.
I would have enlarged it for you.
Do you think Rob knows what he's doing?
Well, no, he probably has learned it, you know. How are you enjoying your
how do you
PA
set up,
announcer?
Like, how do you set up? Show Mike, because you've shown me when Mike has been out.
Okay.
How would you set up, any with your sound effects, anything when they score? Like, really show them what you do.
The Tuscarora Fighting Huskies.
One thing that has been very popular with the squad there is...
Let's play their fight song. Here it comes.
No, that's not it.
He's got a whole setup, Mike. He's got a spotter.
I got a new spotter tonight.
I guarantee you he puts more effort into this than anything he's ever done for our show.
That's exactly right, Mike.
And is Fiddlestick going to be there?
No, Fiddlestick will not be there because that's why the Chubbicks are out of town.
Got it.
But one thing that is very popular that we've introduced is the diesel horn for the touchdown. Touchdown, Tuscarora Huskies!
That's all you?
Yeah.
That's all you?
They love it.
It's great.
Yeah, but can you do it? I know you're nervous in front of Mike, but do it like you're there. Put all yourself right. there.
Well, you see, the thing is as the announcer in the on PA, you don't call the play. You recap the play after the fact.
Okay.
So it would be like, pass complete to number 7, Renny Adjei, a gain of 7 yards. First right. and then second.
Do they tell you how much he gains?
I watch it, and I have a spotter.
Yeah, it's like, okay. Like a kid tells him.
Hey, right. So you say 7 yards.
My spotter is Rob Chubb.
What is the best moment? The best moment has got to be the diesel sound.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
But he was out of town.
Touchdown, Tuscarora Huskies!
So, yeah, well, you've established that, but I would say...
Give him some tips.
Oh, there's also this.
Isn't this fun? Can you imagine
that is
going
fun.
To a game?
I'd go. I'd go to a game.
And what's so great is, I mean, hold on, gotta take it to the end. And then we also have.
Where did you get that cheesy organ?
Mike, it's kind of what I do. But it is an amazing
charge!
It is an amazing sound system. Nothing. And like when it is a big game, and tonight will be a big game because TC Williams is a big school. They get into it, and it echoes around. And when the cool air comes in off the mountains, you can hear the bounce back of the stadium announce. It's amazing.
Don't you do a voice? I felt like you do a voice, though.
Well, actually, when there's a long page that you read before that talks about sporting policy.
Yeah, no drinking,
and you'll be immune. And when you read that, one thing I learned from doing the Redskins.
Do you mean they put something in the can as Bob Shepard?
Oh,
from the New York Yankees?
Please do.
One of my great impressions.
Will you do a concession stand announcement?
Oh, yeah. Now, what would they say? What would be the type of thing that they would say?
The concession stand is still open, featuring the best hot dogs in... Well, I always say, featuring the best hot dogs in Loudoun County.
The concession stand is still open, featuring the best hot dogs in Northern Virginia.
Please be generous and support your Tuscarora Huskies.
Please be generous and support your Tuscarora Huskies.
Yes, that's it. That's it.
That will run tonight. That will run tonight.
We'll bill them later.
Yeah. So it is a lot of fun. But what Oscar said, when you're doing a straight announce that's a page and you're getting the bounce back, it's not as bad in a high school stadium as it is in an NFL stadium. Because as you know, I've played the big game, too.
I've played the big stage.
Oh, I know.
I've done the PA for the Washington Capitals against the Philadelphia Flyers.
You tend to speak slower and, I think, more precise because you're still so focused in your head.
Because it was so hard to pronounce, I still have the name. I have no idea what happened in his NHL career. Vasily Butsayev. Yeah.
Do you mind? Is it John Facenda?
That's now Bob NFL Shepard films. Was the PA announcer for the New York Yankees. Sherm Feller, I believe, was a
good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Fenway Park.
That sounds about
that
right.
That was he was the guy that did the PA for years for the Boston
Could
Red Sox.
Could you possibly do just for because I think the kids and the adults would love it in that stadium?
What who I can't do is Wes Johnson, the announcer for the Caps.
Oh, he's
who's
great.
Who's a true original, but I don't know how he has not suffered a major aneurysm.
A big fan of yours, by the way.
But Wes is a great guy.
Oh, nice guy.
Really, as nice a guy as you want to meet.
Nice
really,
guy.
Really good guy.
Just the Facenda from NFL Films,
right.
If that was heard in the stadium, what could he do to it?
I would say, this will be great. I always make up a fake attendance number.
All right.
And it's always very high.
Okay.
And it's a Fortune Field at Tuscarora High School. I would like John Facenda to say, welcome to Fortune Field at Tuscarora High School. A game time temperature of 70 degrees and our attendance tonight, 39,280.
All right, so give it to me one more time.
Fortune Field. At Tuscarora High School.
Right. Welcome to Fortune Field. And where is it?
Tuscarora High School in Loudoun County or Leesburg. Yeah.
All right.
Welcome to Fortune Field in Tuscarora.
Wait. At Tuscarora.
Write it down for him.
Give me the roster.
He's got
give
a
pen.
He needs a pen.
Okay,
give me the roster.
Give him the roster.
Thank you very much.
This, by the way, is priceless.
And while he
for
does
some
this,
hack high school.
I need to make this announcement. This is a big PSA. Yeah. Due to a lightning strike, the lighting system is down at Fortune Field. They have no light. So tonight's game, kickoff at 5:30. So if you're going to come over, you know, make sure you get there at 5:30.
Do you have the NFL music?
I do, but I would rather mix it in post.
Okay. All right.
Okay, thank you.
Welcome to Fortune Field at Tuscarora High School. Tonight's game time temperature, 13 degrees, and our total attendance, 67,000 people. Welcome.
Yes!
Now imagine when that goes and when they hear this.
Oh,
And actually, that is, you know, Oscar, one of the things that we
Won't you have one set of parents that'll get that won't have a sense of you? It's a high school.
Of course. Yeah, there is
not
that.
Not 13 degrees. Yeah.
But what is great is that we are the only school in the county that has, like, halftime music that's recorded. Yeah. We play the NFL music. Right. I play music during timeouts. And, you know, you bring some production to it. The school loves it, and the other teams
Kids
come over. And the other teams come over, and they say, how do you do that? Mm. Who does that? Yeah. Your games sound fantastic.
Yeah, they sound like you're in an NFL stadium.
Are there any? Can you think of any other PA announcement, like one more thing that you would say generically during a game? You don't have to use
what
any
about
of this,
restrooms? But. Something to do with the restrooms.
How about
please
this?
Clean up after yourself.
Hey, how you doing, Tuscarora Husky fans? Remember, when you're going to use those restrooms, make sure you clean them up after you leave, all right? And go Huskies. Beat T.C. Williams. Take care.
Now, what about...
The fact is that the stadium will have the sound of a door. Like yes. He's coming into the press box.
What about beat the world?
All right, okay.
Yeah, the Huskies are so powerful. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to step on your door, Norm.
Hey, it's Norm MacDonald. Just want to congratulate all the fine kids playing for Tuscarora High and the fabulous Huskies. Today, beat T.C. Williams. Tomorrow, the world. I don't know.
I don't know if that's going to be used.
He's going to use you, kidding me?
I'll use everything.
Oh, my God.
Meanwhile, the freshman spotter is going to look at me and say, what, are you high?
Hold on. I'm going to do another.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Tuscarora High School. And now please welcome your PA announcer, Robert Spiewak.
Thank you.
Can you do just one more?
I love that one.
We're
going to delete that one, put Wadhams in the middle.
Well, if you're going to do that, you have to say Junior.
All right.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Tuscarora High School and Fortune Field. Please now make welcome your PA announcer for this evening, Robert Wadhams Spiewak III.
All right, there we go.
Yes!
Just give me Junior because you just introduced my son.
Oh, I'm terrified.
I can lay in the Junior if you just say Junior.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Fortune Field at Tuscarora High School. Here's your announcer, Robert Wadhams Spiewak Jr.
I'm sure the two takes will work well together.
Sure. Yeah. No problem at all. Should be fine.
Hey. Send that right over, Pony.
Hey, hi, everybody. You're listening to the Mike O'Meara Show. We're going to take a short break. When we come back, ladies and gentlemen, we normally do Oscar's take, but we're not going to do it right now. We're going to talk about more fun and more thrills.
Yes.
We're going to have fun. When the Patriots lose, remember, America smiles.
They love it.
Anyway, we'll take a break. Come back with more on the Mike O'Meara Show.
This week on the Mike O'Meara Bonus Show.
I've seen it all, Mike, is what I'm trying to tell you. Mm-hmm. Like, and right now, I'm a porn snob, so you got to come in with a farm animal or a new starlet and to get me going.
A starlet. Mm-hmm. Okay, so you are so, and they're saying
jaded
men in your calloused category because you've gotten so much exposure to this that it is not necessarily a healthy situation.
No, I'm not
sure how you swing it back to where it's a healthy situation, but I would imagine...
Oh, you got to go cold turkey, but who has time for that?
Well, cold turkey, I think that it's been documented that
helps. I've never used that.
That cold turkeys. Place the turkey meat. No.
Oh, no, it's Chipotle!
The Mike O'Meara Bonus Show, because 5 hours a week just ain't enough. Always available at MikeO'MearaShow.com.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Meara Show, brought to you by our bonus packages. Let me tell you about parasites. They suck. Don't suck. Get the bonus package, okay?
Please.
Really, don't be the filth that listens to TMOS but doesn't support our bonus show. If you're the kind of parasite that sucks by never subscribing to our bonus show, there's a simple and effective cure. Sign up now for the TMOS Bonus Show, right now. Remember, the future of our show depends on it. Besides, you don't know what you're missing. It's the most fun we have each week. Go to MikeO'MearaShow.com and click the bonus banner. You get access to all our bonus content, and you'll be helping TMOS. So please, quit sucking and do it today. Before we continue with the show. Let me bring this up for a second here, Rob.
Yeah.
I want to see what's going on, and we're going to get an update. This is from Fort Myers, Florida.
Breaking
ladies
news.
And gentlemen. Let's see what happens. I'm going to load it right now. It's very, very slow because it's a very, very slow
app. Can I ask you a quick question
have.
While you load that up?
Yes, well, you might not be able to get to it because it should be coming on right now.
Well, after spending nearly 3 days at an unbelievable Category 5 status, this morning there has been some temporary weakening. It's going through what we call an eye wall replacement. That can oftentimes happen
Basic.
With major hurricanes and tense systems. They have that eye, and then it collapses, and they'll actually try to get reorganized.
Flatless.
So we'll have to see if this is a trend here. There's absolutely the possibility that we lower the wind speeds, and then they could go back up as the system restructures its eye. And also
this is my good guy here.
Okay.
I like
very
this
warm
guy.
And energetic
it's not a hyper.
Between the Bahamas and Cuba. Now, regardless, here's the lowest. We've had the winds in days, and it's still a Cat 4, upper-end Cat 4.
This is the local TV station in Fort Myers, Florida, we're listening to.
Wink. Again, you can see that.
Just so you know what I'm living right now, ladies and gentlemen.
Not as well-defined as far as the eye, a little bit ragged at times, not as symmetrical, not as circular, but still, you can see the eye wall, those intense
This is the most amazing weather phenomenon I think I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah, and how long it's been going on.
By the full force of Irma.
It's crazy.
Now, eventually, Irma is going to approach us here in southern Florida, and as a result, we have a hurricane warning in effect for our friends around Clewiston and also Moorhaven, Glades County, Hendrick County. All
this
the way
is
down
my backyard down there, people. So I won't bore you with it anymore. I just wanted to
never had hurricanes
what,
in Manassas.
That's
no.
Yeah, well, they probably had some. What was the one that got Tim's River Shore all messed up? There was one where we rebuilt his deck down there. I
do remember that. There was one storm.
Come up the bay. They can. Yeah. They can affect us.
There was one storm in Manassas that blew all the bicycles off that fence.
Oh,
I asked Jimmy if that house is still there. He said. No, they took that down a few years ago.
Didn't they take it down right before the big Civil War weekend? Because they didn't want them to think all the reenactors, the people of Manassas, they didn't want to look like rubes. Meanwhile, they're running around in 100-degree weather
before,
in suede coats.
Before I left, didn't they have the big, 200-year anniversary?
Yeah. Mm.
And it was a total and a complete bust because it was 110 degrees.
It was too hot.
To
we even had alternate plans for parking at your house, and no one was there.
No one came except these carfuls of Confederate reenactors that were terrifying looking.
You know, they canceled it this year.
Did they really?
Yep. The whole thing?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because...
no kettle corn, nothing.
No, that guy with the big, 10-gallon hat, the Curious George guy.
That's the guy.
They didn't bring him in?
Nothing.
So it'll just have to be the train festival?
I love the train festival.
Chew.
Oh, God, what is it? There's something I put on this on the show prep, and it concerns Ponyboy at the post office. I am dying to know what exactly that scenario was.
Yeah.
What happened to you, Pony?
Yeah. Okay.
I thought you used stamps.com.
Well, I do for shipping.
Yes.
But when I order something and have to pick it up at the post office, stamps can't help me there.
Yeah, the love dolls have to go to the post
shipping.
Office.
Yeah.
You have to sign for any sort of latex things.
Do tentacles cost more to ship?
Well, yeah, I mean, they're more delicate.
Okay.
But, so you were close with love doll, Mike.
Oh, no.
Cheap?
No.
What do we got?
No, so I ordered myself a present for my birthday a couple months ago, and it had to ship over from Japan, so it takes about a month to get here.
Countdown, Sinen is an anime genre that is typically targeted for a mature audience.
I want to play. I'm going to play that tape at the game tonight.
By the way, he wasn't saying immature audience. He was saying mature audience.
Immature. Ages of 18 plus. However, do not confuse hentai with CNN. Even though CNN is targeted for an 18 plus audience, it's...
Is he saying CNN?
No, he's talking about some sort of animation that you
usually
like.
Because these anime are more violent, contain profanity, may show nudity, and sometimes cover...
Sounds like Adrian.
Listen,
always in more time and start this countdown.
That
starting off
up.
At number 10 is Gokujo. This is a story about the humorous adventures of Akabane Aya, an arrogant high school girl who's constantly trying to outdo her classmates and...
Okay. Very good. Little highlight reel
creepy
for your anime.
Man.
Send me that link.
What did you receive at the post office?
Okay, so I had ordered... You remember back when I went to Katsukan in February and I bought that mug. Model, and you guys made fun of me for that.
Right. Yeah,
the female model.
Yes, exactly. Yeah.
And when he's talking about that, he didn't pay for a woman that has pictures taken.
No.
It was actually a plastic toy.
It was the Japanese model.
Right.
And so I ordered the twin for that character. Basically, I completed the set for my birthday.
Yeah, you completed it.
Yeah.
How much do these things cost?
About $112 or so.
And, well, are they hard to find? Is that what you have to order?
Yeah,
from
they, yeah, yeah, yeah. Are they going to appreciate?
Yeah.
Are they
like a fine art?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, after a while, they stop making them, and then
they won't appreciate as much as Matt appreciates it.
Well, yeah. That's true. That's very right. True.
An
where
umbrella.
Where do you put it in your apartment?
I just have a bookshelf. I've got a big shelf that has my whole collection, and
he calls it the Target shelf.
It's like 40-year-old version when you walk in.
It is.
Right.
These are my toys. Right.
New in box.
It's the, they call it the Matt will never get laid shelf.
Yes, actually.
They call it the, sometimes the models get knocked over shelf.
Yes.
Oh my, so you got your second one, huh?
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. So what usually happens with the post office is they will, at least in my apartment, they won't leave stuff outside of my door. They won't put stuff in the mailbox. They'll just like come up and like scratch on the door, and if you don't answer right away,
like a
then
cat.
Yeah, then if you don't answer right away, then right. They run off and you have to go pick it up at the post office.
Do they put a post it like put a post it on your
sorry,
door?
Sorry, missed yeah. You.
Yeah, exactly.
Sorry, kick
rocks.
Sorry.
Exactly. So I had to go to the post office to pick up this model, and usually
can you just call it what it is? Action figure.
Toy.
It's a toy.
Because every
toy.
Time
I mean,
you say
toy.
You had to
it's
go, you had to go to the post office to pick up a model. I picture like you're gonna pull up to a bus stop
yeah,
and
yeah,
there's
yeah,
gonna
yeah,
be some
yeah.
chick sitting there.
It's like the bang bus.
Hey, come on, Chrissy Teigen, get into my car. Yeah.
I've got an even better. I've got a compromise term. Okay, mm-hmm. You had to go to the post office to pick up your figurine.
Yeah, like the Franklin Mint.
Okay,
you got a Ladro okay. coming your
or,
way.
You know what? Since he craves action,
yeah,
maybe it's an action figure.
An action figure. All
yes.
right. So, what happened when you got to the post office?
So, at the post office, there was a relatively large line, and a lot of people were standing around this desk that was right in the middle of the post office. Everyone's like, you know, getting ready to ship stuff out, and I just wanted to pick something up. So I figured I don't have to wait in this line. This is you know, I'm just going to go to the
better
front.
Than everybody.
So you specifically yeah, yeah. arranged to have it delivered to the post office so you did not have the chance of one of your neighbors stealing
no.
it if it was left in front of your door.
No, it was the opposite. I wanted them to just leave it at my place. I didn't want to have to drive to the post office and pick it
but
up.
But the company wouldn't do that?
No, the post office wouldn't leave it.
USPS. Okay. Yeah.
Right. He lives yeah. in a condo building where people steal all the time.
Okay, so I got it. Yeah. All right, very good.
So I went to pick it up, and
his
there was a
mama
line.
Cries.
And his pony boy's got a figurine, and he's not going to get it, and he'll never be seen in the ghetto.
In the ghetto. Mm-hmm.
And as soon as I arrive, I see this woman wandering around the room. She's like a portable helper lady. She's just going from place to place, helping everybody make sure they have their stuff in order. And I get in line, and I have my little pickup ticket. And every time she walks by, she kind of just glances at me and then walks away. And I kept doing the hello, me thing. And
were you that much of a flourish with your
yeah, you got a loose wrist, man.
Yeah, I mean, you got to get their attention.
Yeah, well, you're getting attention.
Eventually, this lady comes in and gets
So what happened
me.
At the end of the story?
I'm yeah, worried. we're falling asleep here.
So this woman comes in behind me, and she's just being a total bitch. I see
Whoa!
Her trying. I see her trying
Sassy.
To get around me to get the attention of the helper lady. And eventually, the helper lady came along, and this lady holds out her ticket, and I said, screw that. I reached my arm out. I'm taller. I'm bigger. So the helper lady finally went to get my package. And they bring it out.
You're bigger.
Yeah.
And
yeah, you
package.
Are.
So usually these things ship in a box.
Yeah.
A cardboard box, or they have some kind of wrapping over
corrugated
them.
Corrugated cardboard.
Right. Exactly, exactly. This one came in one layer of bubble wrap. So it was totally transparent.
Oh, so she could see your toy.
Everyone could see what I had ordered.
Your love toy.
And I will show you a picture of the model that I had ordered.
Please.
Okay. Oh, no.
This was... mortifying.
Okay.
The whole world sees
oh
this.
Oh my God, you goddamn pervert.
Oh my God.
Oh no!
Yes.
You got to
put it to the
that.
Camera. Yeah.
You
got to
post
camera,
that.
Yeah, that'll be the show that. Picture today.
That's the stuff you order? That's the kind of stuff? That's like
the
porn.
Kinks you're into?
Mm-hmm.
That's not even like, oh, maybe there's some sexual undertones.
That's
this is
overt
this
sexual, like borderline teen sex.
It's, yeah, it's porcelain porn.
Yeah, it's porcelain doll porn.
Porcelain.
Yes.
So did anybody say anything to you?
Everybody stared at me, and I had to essentially stand there in the line for like five people to ship stuff out before I could get to the front and sign for it.
So it was like on display.
Exactly.
So it was sitting up on the counter while you had to wait in line?
I had, exactly. And then every time it had
I don't know if the story works without seeing what we're looking at. We're looking at a woman that looks like an 18-year-old Playboy, Japanese Playboy bunny. Like
Playboy.
Like Jessica Rabbit. Yeah. While she was in high school.
Yeah,
in Jessica the bunny outfit.
And that's your figurine. What happened when you picked it up finally? Did you just slink to your car?
It was absolutely mortifying. And the woman that was behind me the whole time, the pushy broad, she is like leaning over my shoulder, constantly trying to take a look at this thing.
Yeah, because she's concerned. She might need to call somebody.
Exactly.
Wow, what is that, Perverino? That's amazing.
And I get to the front. I get to the counter. I finally sign off of and I think the guy was from India. He's going through the paperwork. He says, from Japan, huh? Yeah. Yeah, sure is. Sure is. Oh, you get a lot of these?
Oh, no!
Can I come over?
Oh, my God.
Thank you, sir. I'm leaving now.
Was it intact? Because I see bubble wrap. Great. I'm concerned with the actual product.
Yeah, like it might have been
touched.
That was
the first thing I thought.
Yeah, she didn't have a delicate finger broken off or anything like that. her lube finger.
God, it was so awful.
Are these on display? Can you view them from the threshold to your condo?
I'll show
because
you
I'm concerned
shelf.
That when you bring even...
Oh, he's going to show a picture of his shelf before we go to break.
Because what I envisioned is like pulling back Shakespeare's head and turning a switch.
A secret
and a bookshelf.
Right.
There it is.
No, there's no such attempt to keep things hidden.
Yeah, because...
I just want to see if we can get to this before the 90 minutes is up.
This type of collection is something you would hide.
Yes.
Right, normally, Mike? Unless
because
you
of
are
shame.
Totally shameless
hide between
like
two pillows.
Wow!
Oh, and I'll let Mike see it first.
27.
All right, I'm looking at the shelf right now. It is a black, narrow bookshelf with, those are not like pictures. Those are actual real figurines.
Yeah, yeah. They're all hand-painted, carved figurines.
So I've got 20 of these little Japanese dolls up
they're
there.
They're everywhere.
You know, when you see the collection in its entirety, I have to say, oh, look at the big ones up on top.
Yeah, the one in the middle was the one that I just picked up.
Wrong. That's Pony's house.
Wow, you know what? I don't feel so bad about my Elvis room.
That's his house.
Yeah.
Look at that.
And he can't keep a girlfriend.
can't get a girlfriend.
I can keep him.
I would say, remember all the bitching you do about your car?
Yeah.
This is a car on your shelf. Like, you could save all that money on these pervert porcelains.
Right,
yeah.
And buy a car.
You know, I have to be honest, guys. I suddenly just feel closer to Pony. I'm just glad he's on the show.
Are you a collector? What's
your
story?
I like that he does that. I like having,
while you're in town.
I like having a weirdo working on the show. Makes me feel safe. I don't know why. I'm squirrely today anyway, but it makes me feel safe.
While you're in town, you really should go by and take a look in person.
You know what? That's something I'm never going to do in my life. We'll take a break.
You're lost.
With news you may not need, which is Oscar's take, but I wrote news because I was not thinking it was Oscar's take. So, Oscar,
You got to read it, Mike.
I'll do my regular news. Yes.
Why?
Wow. I'll do my regular news, and you can talk about it. We'll be right back. All right. Caution, ladies and gentlemen, the promo starts now. O'Reilly here. Hey, did you know the Mike O'Mara Show is always looking for interns? Did you know that? Huh? Did you know that? Well, you should. Of course they are. You know, interns, they show up, they get coffee, they help out. You know the drill. And if you're a college kid and you want to get your foot in the broadcast door, just email your resume and a letter of intent to Rob, that's with two B's, at MikeO'MaraShow.com. That's Spiewak Kid. He's your liaison. Spiewak! Best of all, every intern at TMOS is treated with respect and class, a professional environment. And if that part doesn't matter to you, I have a podcast too. Come intern at The Factor, where things can get a little handsy. Know what I mean? We'll do it live! Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Cornerstone First Financial. If you're thinking about refinancing or even wondering about it, you got to call. Have a drink right before you're going to start the show.
Sure,
Mike.
Carbonated.
You got to call Cornerstone First Financial. Our office mates here at TMOS World Broadcast Headquarters, our former office mates.
Yeah, but they're still in the building.
They're still in the building.
Yes. I just like to tell the truth.
They'll get the process moving fast and easy. They'll advise you on whether or not it's right for you, and they can even show you Tater, the dog, with the cone.
Tater! No Yay, more Tater. Cone, no more no cone. Cone.
Oh, okay.
He's much healthier.
So that dog, Tater, he licks his nasty doodads.
It was a cone of certainty.
Right now, interest rates, now I'm thinking about the hurricane again, they've dropped to levels not seen since November, so now is the time to lock in a low rate for when you're rebuilding your home. Let Cornerstone First Financial help you save money every month. They'll show you the best way to free up some money for what you really need, like a new home. The world. You could be sitting on enough money right now to clear out that high interest credit card debt or replace a roof. Cornerstone First Financial will guide you to your best financial plan. Wonder what that'll be in 3 days. Click their banner on our website or call Cornerstone First Financial 202-625-1221. Mike wanted to move to Florida. Yeah. Mention TMOS and receive a free appraisal at closing. That's cornerstonefirst.com/TMOS or call 202-625-1221. Licensed in Maryland, Virginia, D.C. Cornerstone First Financial. Yeah. Make sure that you've got the ability to explore every opportunity in the best and smartest way possible.
News.
Oscar?
Chess?
Charles Barkley recently lost more than 40 pounds, and he didn't do it in one of those silly fad diets like where you can only eat foods that are shaped like circles. He did it the old-fashioned way, and I was saying to Pony Boy before the show, Charles Barkley's comedy is like great chef's food. The simplicity is the key.
Oh, yeah.
Charles Barkley says what everybody probably would say, but it's because Charles Barkley is doing it that it makes it funny. Listen to this. He ate foods that are good for you, like vegetables, but he didn't enjoy it. Here's his quote.
I've eaten more vegetables this summer than I have in the last 50 years of my life. And they suck, just for the record. You have to eat a lot of vegetables. They don't taste good, but I had to look at the big picture and be healthy. It's just funny.
So true. Charles Barkley saying that.
So true.
Know?
Yeah, and as far as Charles is concerned, I always have a soft spot in my heart because he got busted with a lady of the night in his vehicle in Scottsdale as he was circling.
Yes, sir. Yeah. Charles Barkley, a degenerate gambler as well.
Yes.
Man that loves life. Oscar, the Mayweather-McGregor fight generated money for everyone involved, but the thing it failed to do was fill the actual arena. The T-Mobile Arena in Las Vegas had about 7,000 empty seats for the fight. The capacity is 20,000, but only 13,094 tickets were sold, meaning that it was only about 65%. Full. Obviously, the biggest reason for the low ticket sales, the prices started at $3,000.
Yeah.
That's for nosebleeds. On top of that, Ticketmaster's verified fans system. I hate conjuring.
Yeah. And that's what that
is.
Hey,
let's go to Cooper's Hawk Restaurant and figure out our verified fan system. They put people in a lottery that allowed them a maximum of three tickets. They didn't even delineate in groups of four.
Here's the system, Mike. The ticket is $3,000, but if you join the club for $500,
right,
you can buy a ticket for $2,500.
It's ridiculous. Three tickets per person. Basically, it was hard to buy tickets. Even if you could, it was going to cost you an arm and a leg. That said, the gate total, $55 million. Hard to consider that a failure, even if it came under expectations. The Mayweather-Pacquiao fight sold about $72.2 million
That's
worth of
just
tickets.
Just for the arena. And if you've ever seen a boxing match live, especially a championship boxing match, which I have, not in Las Vegas, but I saw one in Phoenix, I will say that watching it at home is 10 times better than being there.
Well, it's like a football game.
You want to know the greatest myth? The greatest myth is when they say ringside. You think ringside.
That you can touch the
right
ring.
There. You're a row or two
Blood
next to
will
the
hit
ring.
Your face.
You'll hear the contact. Yeah, yeah. You'll feel the sweat. Mm-hmm. It's not true. Ringside can be like up in the arena.
Yep.
It's a complete... the whole fight game, the whole idea of the promoters, the people around it, these are unquestionably the sleaziest people in sports.
Yeah.
And the whole thing is true BS. A lot of that sports stuff, around tickets and all that, gets a little sleazy, but this is one of the sleaziest. It's been a while since we've had a movie to get excited about. Rob and I were talking about it before the show. Here it is, Stephen King's It hits theaters today.
Mm-hmm.
Bill Skarsgård will be the new Pennywise. A demonic entity that murders little children and terrorizes them by taking the shape of whatever each child fears the most. Can't wait to take little Michael out to that.
That'll be good.
Really good.
Yeah.
Are you looking forward to it?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, it's going to be a good show.
I usually hate when people remake something that was great the first time around.
Yeah.
But even the trailers itself, just really, it's terrifying to watch as an adult.
I couldn't believe it.
Got a good buzz, too.
Yeah.
Hopefully hopefully it's going to be a good movie.
One of the lesser cable channels reran the miniseries last night.
Yeah, I hated the miniseries.
And the thing is that I hadn't watched it, and I remembered the year since 1990.
Did you like it? Did you think it was scary?
I remember watching it in 1990 and thinking part one was great.
Right.
And part two was medium.
Yeah, medium. It wasn't a really great horror show. But as a kid,
if you saw that,
right.
it would freak you out.
Yeah. It would freak you out, but I think the actual genre lends itself more to a theatrical release. I like to see a movie. I don't like a mini series when it's going to be horror.
Well, I get the impression that this film only covers the kid part, not the grown-up part.
Well, they're already setting the table for a sequel where the second one's going to be when they're grown-up.
I couldn't believe that. You know that I didn't remember the original miniseries. John Ritter was in it.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
And
that's
he
how
was
long ago.
Great.
Yep.
Great.
Oscar, American companies seem to be determined to make sure you never have anything to put in your mouth that's not pumpkin. Here's the latest. CBS, right across the street from the Mike O'Mara World Headquarters, selling pumpkin spice cough drops. As far as we can tell, they're the first people to add the flavor to medicine. Hey, how about that?
I got the enema, the pumpkin spice enema.
I think we got off the pumpkin spice game 3 years ago, right, Mike? Yeah. Where we declared war. We said no more
on pumpkin.
Yes. Exactly.
Now it's maple. And now a little something-something, Oscar. A 19-year-old woman from, I'm not going to let you comment on this because I've got the kicker. Hi, everybody. I'm Mike O'Mara.
I'll be over here.
And I'm a little scattered today. Here we go. A 19-year-old woman from Stainer, Ontario, Canada, was driving on Tuesday morning and she got Stainer. Welcome to Stainer. Are you going to eat that greasy fried chicken? Anyway, she got a ticket for distracted driving. The police didn't say what was distracting her. All we know is that 11 minutes later, she crashed into another car. Why? Because she was distracted, rummaging around her car looking for the distracted driving ticket.
Oh my God.
She was charged with careless driving. When asked about the two moving violations, she said, "Well, I try to focus, but what is that on your lapel?"
Stainer.
That's it. Stainer, Ontario. Stainer, I hardly knew her. We'll take a break and come back.
Pony boy.
You got some sounds?
Little baby ones.
Gotta do a fire drill to get this done. We'll be right back. The world.
Hello, friends. If you need a pleasant distraction this weekend, may I be so bold as to recommend Rob Radio. Saturday morning at 7 o'clock on 97.1 The Wave or 971thewave.com. 180 minutes of the best music ever made. This week we have rare cuts, fun with music, and we ask the musical question, do ya think I'm sexy?
Sexy.
Oh, please, ladies.
Ladies.
No need to answer now.
Now.
Consider your answer.
Answer.
And if you miss a little, you miss a lot.
A lot.
Rob Spiewak.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara
Thanks for coming
show.
Over to the house last night and doing those overdubs.
Yeah, that was a grueling session.
Yeah.
Let's take a moment. Please be kind. Let us remember what's really important. Don't forget that there are real people out there. People like Mark Scoobel.
You know what you said?
What?
You said Mark Scoobel, and then you said John. It says,
I'm going to read it like it said.
Let's take a moment, please be kind. Remember that it's really important. Don't forget there are real people out there. People like Mark Scoobel. You see, John bought a $600 Outland Fire table. And he bought it through the Amazon link on our webpage. Just because his name sounds like Screwball, so is his name John or Mark?
His name is Mark.
It's Mark. Mark bought a $600 Outland Fire table. Is that like the thing you put outside with the gas?
Yeah, like a fire pit.
Very cool.
All right, way to go. Make that s'more your bitch, Mark. Shopping Amazon.com like Mark did, or John, changes nothing for you, but it means the world to this show. So be like John, Mark.
Mark
Good
John.
And glorious Mark. Point and click and relax at Amazon. And please access it via TMOS. Make it easy on yourself by helping others. Use the app or go through our website. Now go spend money and spend a lot. Thank you very much. And now, without further ado, let's open up the audio vault. Rob Spiewak, take it away. Thank you
very kindly. I think this is really cool. And at a time when the nation needs a win, it's really neat when all five living ex-presidents can come together and do a project. Mm-hmm. They did a PSA to raise
money.
Hope
they do it for my state next week.
I believe they will.
Okay.
But this is for the victims of Harvey, and you got all five ex-presidents all chipping in.
Hurricane Harvey brought terrible destruction, but it also brought out the best in humanity.
As former presidents, we wanted to help our fellow Americans begin to recover.
Our friends in Texas, including Presidents Bush 41 and 43, are doing just that.
People are hurting down here, but as one Texan put it, we've got more love in Texas than water.
We love you, Texas.
Donate to OneAmericaAppeal.org. We are all in this together.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Not common to have five ex-presidents alive at the same time.
Yeah, nice they wheeled out H.W. to
Jimmy
do that.
Jimmy Carter sounds better than Bill Clinton.
Jimmy Carter sounds better than Bill Clinton, and H.W. doesn't sound better than anybody. He's probably...
H.W. and I don't...
I would say Jimmy Carter, though, has got, brain cancer. Isn't that true?
That's right, but his active lifestyle has kept him, I think, pretty vibrant through his whole thing.
And H.W. is in rough shape, but arguably, I was talking to people last night, he's revered down in Texas, so that's good stuff.
All right. Here is a trivia question, something I did not know. What is the last word in the song by Marvin Gaye, Sexual Healing?
I got it. I've got it. I remember this because it was a big deal back when we spun the record for the very first time.
That's exactly right, Mike, and good night. Mm.
Well, then.
No, but it is.
I thought it was pull out.
It is rather shocking. And you know what? I've played this record a long time.
What a feeling to get.
The last word is masturbate.
Oh.
And what happens is it's buried in the fade, but if you
last
boost
word
it,
is bookshelf.
That's the password.
But listen, I reversed the fade a little bit so you can hear how the record ends. It's not good to masturbate, he says. That's on the fade.
God. Can you play that again?
Yeah, I will. Yeah. Absolutely. So that's there. So you got to listen for it. But on the radio, you'd never hear because it's on the last end of the fade.
Let's say hi to everybody at 97.1 and our friends on KCJJ, Captain Steve. Yes, sir.
Now, speaking of which, this may surprise you.
Who's the guy that does the news with Steve?
Jim Hunter.
Jim Hunter, yeah. Oh, I get that feeling. Hanging with Jim Hunter.
There you go. All right.
He affects a lot of people.
He does. Yeah.
So this was trending on YouTube, lady, yesterday. This crazy lady is sitting in her car, windows up, screaming on the phone. I guess she's having a problem with her boyfriend.
Big woman?
Yeah.
Yeah. No control in that car, no control in front of the refrigerator.
You know what? She might be from Stainer.
Stainer, Ontario.
But you know,
what is she yelling?
Do you know what she sound who she sounds like?
What?
She sounds like that could be a rave out from the Moose Soup Lady.
Yeah, it does.
Play it one more time.
What she is saying, Oscar, is that your penis is too small. Not yours, but she's saying, quote, your penis is too small.
We take you to Shannon Katie now, who is discussing with Oscar the arrangements that have been discussed with her by Oscar's mother. The cake was not the best I've ever tasted.
She sounds almost like a rock singer.
Come on over for Moose Soup
Hope
later.
That guy has a prenup.
The top layer should have been spice.
Wow.
But I thought this might work. So, you know, they've got some stuff to work through, but we wish them all the best.
Very scary.
And let us close with this. You covered it yesterday.
Yes.
I hope he's okay. Remember, Richard Branson weathered the hurricane in his wine cellar.
Might I suggest following the storm prep example of eccentric billionaire and guy most likely to make his own Jurassic Park in real life. Sir Richard Branson, the goat-headed demon god, actually owns a private island down in the Caribbean, and he rode out the storm yesterday in his wine cellar. It's a smart move, because I hear the Red Cross only has Merlot's. Drag.
That is your magic audio ball. Have a great weekend,
that
everybody.
That is awesome. Why did I play that? I don't know why. This is what I wanted to do. I'm distracted.
Clackety-lackety.
Oh, it's definitely lackety and clackety. Yes. Oh, it's open now. Now it's closed.
All right, thank you.
It's going to be okay, Mike.
That's it, everybody. Thanks for joining us for the Mike O'Meara Show.
Yeah.
Well, that's the...
Hey, you want this?
All right.
Yeah,
thank
they want
you.
That guy, Norm.
Okay. That's it, people. Say all the prayers you can say.
Amen.
For the people of South Florida and for all my neighbors and my friends and everybody down there. My thoughts will be with you. We are, thank God, safe up here. But let's hope that for the once, I've never prayed for hype more to be just that
right.
hype than I ever have before. But for everybody affected by this, stay safe. And we'll be back with a brand new show from Washington, D.C. I'll still be here. Maybe for the rest of my life. When we come back Monday, have a great weekend. Bye-bye, everybody.
So long.
Ciao, ciao.
One last thing. Please remember that MikeOMaraShow.com/Amazon is the best way to shop for anything and everything. So, shop Amazon and get there through our website. Always open at MikeOMaraShow.com/Amazon. Now, go in peace.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.